And I know he's watching me.
FM 90.3 WJTL Newsboys, his eyes on the sparrow. Good morning to you. Happy Thursday at 7:03.
We would like to say a big thank you for voting WJTL number one radio station and the Junction Center as a favorite entertainment venue in this year's LNP Lancaster Online Reader's Choice Awards. We truly have such an amazing community of listeners, so thank you for all of your support.
This morning, our very special guest from Moms in Prayer International, we have Sue Forey. Sue is the regional coordinator in Lancaster, Lebanon, Berks County. Lynn Herr is here. She's the area coordinator for Southwest Lancaster County. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's great to have you both here. Lynn, anybody you want to give a shout out to?
Sure. I'll give a shout out to my family and also all the many families that have children starting school this year. A new school year's kicked off.
And it's crazy, right?
Yeah, it
here
is.
We are, school already. Sue, anybody you want to say hi to?
Absolutely. My family, my husband, Dan. My son Daniel, Timmy, Grace, Leah, and Lila.
And your kids actually said, Mom, give us a shout out.
They did.
Which I love. So appropriate that you're here today, Sue, because you were the famous Sue from Conestoga who was listening to us back in the Chicken House days. And today is the day WJTL switched over from WPTG to WJTL. So today's like our 40th anniversary kind of day.
Yes, and I've been listening for 39 years.
How did you miss out on that first year?
I didn't know about WJTL. So I'm so grateful to my friend Bev for sharing it to me in sixth grade.
Love that. Isn't that amazing? You've been listening since sixth grade.
Yep.
Well, thank you for the cookies you brought. Thank you, Lynn, for the triple berry jam you brought. You guys bringing us presents is pretty great. All right, now back to why you're here, Moms of Prayer. Lynn, tell us all about Moms of Prayer and what you guys do.
Sure. Moms of Prayer impacts children in schools worldwide for Christ by gathering mothers to pray. And so how often do we meet? Typically, groups meet once a week for an hour of prayer, and we're focused on prayer. The prayers are based on scripture, so they're not just made up in our head and that sort of thing. We have a great foundation of scripture, and we have four different steps to our prayer time. We first start by praising God using those scriptures for who God is. Then we have a silent time of confession because we realize God's perfect and we are not.
Right.
And then we thank God for where we see him moving and working. And then we move into intercession. And that's our time to pray for the children, the staff, the teachers, the administration, and the schools, and then any Moms in Prayer concerns. So we have this 1 hour focused time of prayer, and it's a great time.
Now, do you meet at the school? Do you meet in homes, in churches? Where do you meet?
We typically meet either in churches or in homes. We do not meet at public schools because we don't want to be a burden to them.
Right.
We want to be just a support behind the scenes, that spiritual support. So we do not meet on public school grounds.
And how do moms find out about Moms of Prayer and where they can meet?
They can go to our website, momsinprayer.org, and then there is a little on the homepage, there's a button, Join Us. They could click on that, or there's a tab up at the top that says Get Started if you wanted to learn a little more background about Moms in Prayer.
Yeah, check it out, momsinprayer.org. And Sue, you've been part of Moms of Prayer for a long time. You've got kids who now are out of college, and you still have one in high school, and you have a couple in college. So tell us, you've got to have some great stories about how God has worked through Moms of Prayer in your family's life.
I do, absolutely. And I think as a mom, it's hard to let go. I just launched two children at Grove City College this week, and it's just so hard to let our children go. But in Moms in Prayer, I found moms that have gone before us that can share their wisdom and insight. There's community that we can find in Moms in Prayer. We're ordinary women. We don't always get it right, but we build relationship. We have mentoring and hope, and there's a sisterhood in Moms in Prayer. And I said, it's Christ, community, prayer.
Good one. So it's not just that you're getting together to pray for your children. There's also the fellowship, the encouragement, the connection that you can make with other moms.
Absolutely. Yeah. Lots of great connections. So the women who are out there feeling alone as they're launching their children, whether it's public school, private school, preschool, college, join us. Come and join us at Moms in Prayer. You will find a sisterhood of moms praying together for children in schools.
Momsofprayer.org is the spot. Now, both of you, be honest. you know, have you ever had that situation where you're like, can't wait for your kids to go to school because summer has been crazy, but the minute they're out the door, you're in tears?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think all parents have had that happen. Yeah. It's great. When do you guys don't get together during the summer? You wait till the school year starts. Is that right?
Some groups do meet during the summer, okay. But Lynn and I are actually in a group together, and we're looking forward to getting started next week. So groups are starting up now. We have lots of women inquiring, trying to find a group, and we're here to help them find a group.
So if your kids are back to school, or if they're going back to school, pretty much everybody is back already. But this is a great opportunity for you to get together with other moms in your area, because you have it in every different community, pretty
Absolutely,
much.
Absolutely, yes.
And they can find out where they can get together at momsofprayer.org. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That sound good?
Yes. Come join us.
Awesome. We're going to talk more with Lynn and Sue coming up in just a bit. Stick around. We've got Shane and Shane. We are messengers. More music too.